You're listening to CGMQ 88.9 FM, and this afternoon we're here with Dr. Gendron. Dr. Gendron, welcome to CGMQ.
Thank you very much, David.
Can you explain a bit to us what you do?
Okay, I'm a chiropractor. I'm an upper cervical chiropractor. What a chiropractor does is it works on the nervous system, because the nervous system controls everything. It controls like the way you breathe, it controls your posture, it controls every nerve cells.
Tell me about what it's all about.
First of all, it's not about cracking backs. It's not just only about low back pain. Chiropractic is really interested of what is inside the vertebral column. Inside your vertebral column, there is the nervous system. And the nervous system controls everything. Every processes in your body start with a nerve impulse. So sometime with injuries, accidents, your vertebral column becomes misaligned, and we call that a subluxation. And that has an injury to the nervous system. And when the nervous system does not work, some parts of your body start not to work good. So your posture start to be out of alignment, you can develop pain and things like that. So my job is to remove the subluxation in order that your nervous system function at 100%.
So it also involves just wear and tear, normal wear and tear on the body. After a while, your vertebrae get out of alignment from life, sports, not just sports, but just living.
Just living, or old habits, bad habits that you have.
Bad posture, yes.
Bad posture.
Yeah, that's one of my things.
Yeah, and like today, like when with the computer, we have a tendency to have a forward posture.
True.
Yeah, often the patient, my little secretary that passed 8 hours in front of the computer, has more pain than the guy that is working on the construction, because it's not healthy to be on a computer all day long.
And it's not normal to be sitting all day long either.
No, neither.
And yet we do, because that's a lot of our jobs is that.
Exactly. We're still made to run, to hunt, but not to be sitting all day long on a desk.
No, our bodies are not designed for that. They're designed exactly as you say, for running, hunting, and because it's not that long ago that was our lifestyle.
Exactly.
But our bodies have not caught up to our new lifestyle, so then we can end up with pains and aches, and I know I have aches and pains, and it's not just about the lower back, it's about the whole body. And because everything comes from the nerves, that means that any pain you have anywhere could be related to a problem with the back.
Exactly, the back or the vertebral column, anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Interesting. Now, you could have chosen to do anything, and you chose to become a chiropractor. So why? What interested you about that?
A little bit to make your long story short, I've always been interested in the health field. My mother was very sick, and as a child, I was very sick too. I was tired. I had asthma. And I had a lot of allergies. And so I was good with chemistry, so I started to study 2 years in pharmacy. And during that time, my mother died. She had a big asthma crisis, and she took too much of her medication, and she died of overdose of her medication. And for me at that time, I associate the death of my mother related to the medication.
I can see that, yeah.
And like all my projects in life like fall apart. So one of my friends told me about chiropractic. And no way, at 18 years old, you will tell me that I'll become those chiropractor. What? And so I decided to visit his chiropractor. And I find his philosophy very interesting. So I started care. So slowly I had my energy back, my allergy decreased, and now my last asthma crisis was in year 2000. So now,
wow,
10 years that I didn't have asthma.
Wow, that's amazing.
Exactly.
So you didn't choose the career chose you.
Exactly.
That's neat. That's very neat. That's very, very neat. So that's how you got into chiropractic. What are some of the things that excite you about it?
It's what it's exciting me is to see people getting better. Like they are less limited by their body. Like they feel like years younger, and then now they can really live the life that they want because they are not limited by their pain, by their aches, by their low energy. So, for example, if I have somebody, a father that has low back pain, and he wants to play with his child, but it's difficult to have the patience to play with him, and now to remove to help him with his low back, now I don't change the life only of the father, but I have an impact on the life of his son too.
So being able to make a change, doing something to help somebody else is a big thing for you.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Big motivator. That's what gets you up every morning and gets you out and doing your job.
Exactly. So when I'm on my deathbed, I want to be really satisfied that my life was worth. I was there to improve other people's lives.
You were able to help others.
Exactly.
That's one of the most common, I think, natural callings we have, is to help other people.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great that you found a way to be able to help people and do it so well. Then you must get some interesting cases sometimes.
Yeah, I had one case. It was really interesting. Sometimes we think that chiropractor is only for low back pain. I had a patient, he had no voice. He had a lot of anxiety. He had emphysema. So is...
And when you say he had no voice, he was unable to speak?
He was not able to speak. Can you imagine not being able to say, I love you, to your wife? And his wife was traveling all the time, but he couldn't follow her. So he was staying alone at home when she was traveling. And he came to see us. We started to adjust him to put in on care. And slowly, his anxiety decreased. So because he has no more anxiety, he went out of his medication. Then he the pain in his neck decreased. And one day, he was sneezing, and he heard his voice. He was so happy that he started to call many journalists to tell the good story. He was so excited. And it was so great that we did page 7 on Journal of Montreal in October 2004. So now he feels 20 years younger. He travels with his wife and he's able to say to her, I love you.
So he couldn't speak. What was preventing him from speaking? I don't. Just to clarify that.
Okay. There's many things. First of all, it's emphysema. To speak, you need to be able to breathe correctly. Ah, so if you have trouble to breathe, it's difficult to speak. Mm-hmm. And as an ex-asthmatic, I know when you're in asthma crisis or have trouble to have your air, you don't want to speak. And the other thing is his neck was really misaligned, so the vocal cords couldn't vibrate correctly too.
Oh, okay. So the vocal cords had a hard time to vibrate, to pronounce the words. Okay.
Exactly. So by bringing back his straighter, mm-hmm. his neck straight, it helps for the vocalization and it helps too for the breathing too.
Wow.
So in this case, we were really amazed.
That is amazing. Yeah. So you mentioned earlier subluxation. Subluxation. Okay. I'm learning as I go here. But that's what this is all about. So what is subluxation? What is that?
A subluxation is a displacement of a vertebrae, and the vertebrae injures a nerve. And the nerve will have an impact on what it controls, because everything in your body is regulated by a nerve. So if there's less nerve flow, the organ, the tissue, or the cell will function less.
Ah, that makes sense.
Exactly.
It makes a lot of sense. So if the back has a vertebrae that's out of place...
A subluxation sometimes can be painful, but often subluxation cannot be are not painful. It's often it's known to be a silent killer.
Okay, you got my attention there. Explain that.
Okay, because if like you, when there is a subluxation, you have less life flow toward your body, and on a long term, it can have you can have if you work your body work at 80%, you start to develop decay. You can start to develop some disease, things like that. So to even become deaf, so it's a little subtle silent killer that take away from you life quality.
So having chiropractic done on you to help address these problems helps to improve your overall health.
Exactly. It's not the chiropractor that heals you, because inside you there's an innate intelligence that knows what to do on everything. If you ate a sandwich, for example, David, it's not you that is thinking to say to your pancreas, okay, we need insulin, so secrete 4 milligrams. No, it was white bread, I need more. It's the innate intelligence in your body that that controls everything.
Oh, one less thing to worry about.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm in with that.
And sometimes, because of vertebral subluxation, the innate intelligence in your body cannot flow correctly toward your body. So a chiropractor's job is to allow innate intelligence to flow correctly toward your body by the adjustment, so by removing the vertebral subluxation.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I've heard that doctors don't really believe in chiropractic.
Yeah, medical doctors do not really believe. It's an old saying, but it's an old story about that. A lot of now there is more more proof regarding chiropractic than ever before, and more medical doctors refer to us.
Okay, so that's an old standard that's going by the way.
Exactly. It's all exactly.
Times are changing. People are becoming more aware of the actual benefits of it.
Exactly. That's for sure. There's little discord still, but it's getting better and better.
Probably as the medical profession ages and younger people come along, and they're more open to newer ideas, perhaps.
Exactly, exactly.
And that could be it. So what do you do to correct a subluxation?
Okay, what we do a specific chiropractic adjustment. And
okay, that sounds pretty interesting.
And an adjustment, there is over 200 way to take chiropractic techniques to adjust people. Often we know that a chiropractor cracks the bone, but we were not in the obligation to do it. I choose to use the technique NUCA. The NUCA technique is very gentle, very precise, and NUCA stands for National Upper Cervical Chiropractic Association. So basically, we analyze the biomechanics of the body, we see how the vertebrae are misaligned, and through a specific calculation, we do a little pressure that is really, really light, but has an impact on the whole body. So we are over 200 chiropractors around the world to use that technique.
Okay, because looking at you, I can. I'm 220 pounds. Okay, and looking at you, I don't think there's no way you're gonna be able to hurt me. You know, I mean, that's what I'm thinking, because I'm sure you weigh less than half of me, because you know that's just it. So I'm a big enough guy, and you're not that big, so I don't think that you're gonna be able to inflict much pain on me. So you must have some way of being able to do this without having to exert a lot of pressure on people.
Exactly. So that's the magic of physical biomechanics.
Mm-hmm.
So we regular chiropractic needs to put a lot of force to move vertebrae on a guy like you. However, with the NUCA technique, we have a system that we analyze the biomechanics of the body, and we use a lot of mechanical advantages, such as the gravity, such as the weight of your head. So, and being very precise, I don't need to do a big movement to move a vertebrae. It's so precise that we use a ruler before adjusting you, because the adjustment is made out of mathematical calculation.
The last time I had a ruler used on me was in grade 5. I deserved.
But don't worry, we don't hurt.
Okay. Oh, so you don't use the ruler the same way my grade 5 teacher did.
No.
That's good to know. That's good to know.
if you see people in Enochsville having some little dots on their neck, you know they came out of from my office, because it's a little pointers that we use out of the calculation. It's a really an adjustment on really made from the calculation of their biomechanics.
Oh, great. Okay. And how would someone who was listening to us today, who has a problem, how can you help them?
Okay, first of all, we need to know if it's a chiropractic case.
Okay.
So we need
That makes sense.
Exactly.
Start by finding out if it's something that can be corrected by chiropractic or not.
Exactly. So we need to do an exam. I cannot receive somebody and do an adjustment right away. We need to do an exam to see first if it's a chiropractic case, then if there is any contraindication for chiropractic.
Ah. Okay.
If I cannot help them, I mean, I can refer them to another professional.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we do a consultation, a chiropractic exam. Sometimes we do some X-rays, and to determine how we can help them.
Okay, that makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. And how can someone get in touch with you?
Okay, so
Dr. Gendron.
So for the CGMQ listeners, we have a little special for them.
Oh, neat. I like that. We're getting a break here.
So to know if you have a vertebral subluxation limiting your life, we give away a few seats for our initial consultation at $57 only. Usually, I charge over $200 for that exam, and that includes the X-rays.
So for CGMQ listeners, we're getting quite a break.
Yes. So
all right.
For the CGMQ listeners, they can call us at 819-820-2242 and ask for the CGMQ new patient exam special.
Great. So that number again is 819-820-2242. For Dr. Gendron, to find out if chiropractic can help you. That I think is a great thing, because if people are taking a lot of medication and don't have to, and if there's a way to avoid having to take medication for something and get good results, I'm for that. I mean, I'm in favor of that.
Exactly, and we are really gentle too.
Well, you kind of have no choice. You're not big enough to hurt me.
We'll see.
Uh-oh. I might get in trouble now. All right. So you're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. And remember, if you want a consultation to find out if chiropractic can help you, you can get in touch with Dr. Gendron by calling 819-820-2242.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome.